Dr. President William Samoei Ruto's historic visit to the United States, state visit to be exact, is of significance because, number one, it underscores Kenya and the U.S. relationship on the African continent. It also underscores the importance Kenya has in the eyes of the United States of America as an ally on the African continent. Kenya is a big brother taking care of security issues, trying to mediate and broker peace in the Eastern DRC, in the conflict in Ethiopia, in South Sudan. So Kenya has a very important place in the heart and in the eyes of the United States of America as an ally on the African continent. So this visit is very important because it will help not only to show Africa that the U.S. is still concerned about Africa, it will also help elevate Kenya's diplomatic role and Kenya's importance in global and continental politics.
And Doctor, multinational companies have put their eyes on Kenya. Could you elaborate on what Kenya can offer?
You're very right. Definitely during this historic visit, trade is going to be one of the biggest focuses of the president. He has said it verbally that he wants to make Kenya the business and investment destination on the eastern coast of Africa. So he's definitely going to the U.S. with an aim of attracting big multinational companies to come and invest. Because when they invest in the country, we're talking about job creation and job employment for very, very many Africans and especially Kenyans. When he goes there and gets these big companies to also come and invest in the country, we are getting what we call technology transfer. So there are so many benefits. He's also going there to also attract U.S. investment in infrastructure development. We're talking about roads, telecoms, software development. So there will be all these opportunities for him to talk to various business caucuses in the United States of America. So there will be opportunities for all that. I see that being on the agenda, and it will play a big role, one of the biggest things he's going to be talking about.
And Doctor, during the discussions, I presume multilateral issues will feature, including development bank reforms and reforms at the UN Security Council. And then this Haiti mission, which is being led by Kenya and whose deployment is set to take place in a matter of days.
Definitely. In the peace and security agenda, that will definitely come up. He has gone with his national security advisor, a very experienced diplomat, security expert called Dr. Monica Juma. So the moment we saw her on his entourage, we knew peace and security is going to be one of the things he will discuss. Remember, the Haiti mission, of which Kenya volunteered to send 1,000 police officers, it is the U.S. that is backing the mission. It is the U.S. that is bankrolling this mission. So definitely, President Joe Biden will want to get a report on the force readiness posture of the country. How far are we in training our police officers to take up the mission? President Ruto will also want to seek assurances that the finances and logistics are coming in. And it was just yesterday I was reading, and some contractors from Pentagon are already in Haiti creating the military barracks or the quarters where the Kenyan soldiers are going to be stationed, Kenyan police officers are going to be stationed. So they will definitely exchange information about how soon the deployment can take place. Already 10 police officers with a commanding officer are already in Haiti as we speak right now. A contingent of 200 soldiers, police officers are going to be sent within the next 1 week or so. So I'm sure they will update each other on the status of the finances, the logistics, and how soon the soldiers can be deployed. So those are going to feature strongly in the peace and security talks. On the African continent, the president is going to brief President Joe Biden on the security issue in the Eastern DRC, on the Sudan conflict, in the South Sudan mediation talks, which are already being held and were launched from Nairobi. So at least he'll be able to tell the U.S. and especially President Joe Biden just what role Kenya is playing in fostering peace and security on the continent and in the eastern part of East Africa.